When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We hope to win because we beat the Arsenal. We're off to win because we beat the Arsenal. In the North London Cup, they was only runners up. Now they can't get the double up the Arsenal.
Hello, welcome to the second Spurs show of the week. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, today we look at this weekend. It's the big one. It's the game we all kind of dread. I never look forward to this game. I don't enjoy this game. I endure this game. It's the one against the filth, the scum, the Woolwich Wanderers. I hate them with a passion. For those of you out there that go, oh, Chelsea, West Ham, it's nothing like this game. And to discuss which, again, you look at the league and where we are and Conte and transfers, it's a massive, massive game. This game could make us kick on for the season, or it could be doom and gloom. Joining us again, Jeff Pope is here. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. Yes, you're right. Sorry. Slightly sick feeling already.
Always. Rob White is with us. Hi, Rob. How are you?
I am sicker than you guys already.
And Danny Fenton returns. How are you, Danny?
Feeling optimistic.
Well, look, we're going to... We're obviously going to look at the big game against the Woolwich. I'm also going to discuss your memories of some of the iconic games against Arsenal that stick in their memory. We're recording this show after the second leg against Chelsea, so we can't comment on what happened on Wednesday. But this game, Danny, on Sunday, is we've got these games in hand. If we beat them, it's a big marker. Obviously, Arsenal were looking good. They've had a couple of awful games. They were dumped out the cup by Nottingham Forest. They've got problems. But as we know, any kind of form goes out the window on Sunday. What's your gut feeling about how it's going to pan out on Sunday?
I think Arsenal fans are even more deluded than we are. You know, they think that Arteta's turned the corner, that they've got an amazing team, but they constantly take one step forward and two steps backwards. You know, the Forest performance was
terrible. I watched the game. They were terrible.
It was terrible. And it does make me laugh. You know, they talk about the performance against Man City was the best performance they've seen in recent years, but forget to point out the fact they lost the game and we actually beat Man City, even under Nuno. So what's my feelings? I feel like form goes out the window. I feel like we normally beat them at home and they normally beat us away. The crowd will be up for it, for sure. And it is so important to us for the league positions, because if we can beat them with the games in hand, it will be a massive psychological blow. So I have a feeling we're going to win the game, because I think that we're going to want it more than they will.
Rob, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, Danny's alluded to there. In recent years, we have an incredible record. I mean, we've got a wretched record there, but a really, really good record at home. The last time we lost to Arsenal the league, 2013-2014, we lost 1-0. But generally, we play well against them. We quite a lot of times go a goal behind against them and come on with the crowd roaring, get behind them. It's the one that you hope, even if you've got players who aren't British and don't understand it, you hope that people around the club tell them how important this is for fans. And I think because of lockdown and us, you know, only coming back to football more recently, it means even more, I think, at the moment.
Absolutely, yeah. I think Danny summed it up really well. I think a couple of weeks ago, you know, I wouldn't have been optimistic. There's a phrase I never use, but I wouldn't have been that optimistic with this game. But actually, I'm a lot more positive about it now. But yeah, it is such a big game. You know, just for walking around the streets and chatting to mates, and just for, you know, things that you have to deal with the next day and people you bump into. And it, yeah, you're right. It is really, really important for the fans. And you do hope that in the modern game, modern players realise how important that is and perform up to that, you know, up to the standards that we expect.
Mm. Now, Jeff, what's your feeling on Sunday? Is it a game that you enjoy or endure?
No, it's definitely endure. I want to go back to that Liverpool game I don't know whether that was because it was the first couple of games and you're in this, people talk about the honeymoon period, but what that meant with us then was, well, even if we lose this, we can just put that down to the fact that he hasn't had time to work with the squad.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it was, is why I felt very calm against Liverpool. Rather annoyingly, he's probably had just enough time to work with the squad for that to not wash anymore. I think we're in a struggle with Arsenal and West Ham are trying too. Is it a race to the bottom? Who can be worst quicker? Arsenal are showing, you know, they had a lovely spell and now they're showing encouraging signs of the wheels coming off. I play that game as well of a combined Spurs Arsenal 11. How many of them get in? Well, you know, maybe not many. You know, not many. And also, as much as we're talking about, you know, I would say that it would be 7-4 in Spurs' favour for the 11. And also, as much as we talk about Ndombele and stuff like that, they've got this awful Aubameyang hanging over them, gobbling up even, you know, probably twice as much money as
Ndombele. 330,000 reportedly.
So they've got their troubles as well. And I agree with Rob that I really don't. The jury is still, after a long time, the jury is still out on Arteta. Whether he is the second coming, so I'm quite calm. I'm quite calm. But I'm in America at the moment, 5 hours behind. So for me, that's rather delicious. That's a 6:30 sit down to watch it. You know, and by 9 o'clock, certainly it's done and dusted. You know, it's there's something about. If it goes the wrong way, you know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, that's the whole evening ruined, isn't it? Somehow, by lunchtime, you're going to be over it and moving on. I'm trying to look for positives here.
Where are you going to watch it? Have you found a Tottenham bar? Or
no, I'll probably just watch it on a feed where right. I am. And I just don't think anything will be open at 6:30. And I've got the sons here, so we're all going to be sitting down.
Oh, fair enough.
Trying to keep quiet.
Mm. But if you're watching on a feed, you get that thing where you're a couple of minutes behind and you get a goal alert. Tottenham near Arsenal won.
Yes,
and you're like, oh no, Arsenal about to score. I'm about to watch Arsenal score.
No, that's happened to us before, and now we have Wi-Fi off on the phones.
Right,
absolute 100% rule.
Do it properly. That's nice to hear. Well, look, let's go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get predictions and we're going to sort of reminisce on some of the great Tottenham performances over the Woolwich. Back in a minute. And we're back for the break. Don't forget, you can join us every day. We do a daily show, new show, match reports as well. Go to patreon.com/spursshow and support the show in the process. Sign up and join us on our monthly events. Go to season.spursshow.net. Later on this month, David Pleat joins us. Next week, we've got Chris Powers, Abby Summers and Raymond Simonson joining us. Danny, I was jotting down just now some of my favourite games at home against Woolwich. And quite a few recent years I've got here. February 2015, when we beat them 2-1, Kane scored two goals with that wonderful header where we put the ball back to where the ball came in. We went a goal down that day. The following season, it was a 2-2. If you remember, we were a goal down again. Coquelin was sent off, and that wonderful goal from Harry Kane from the touchline with a great back heel from Dele Alli. Those are the ones that stick out. And then sort of older games that I remember vividly. 1983, 5-0 against Arsenal. We got revenge for that 78 5-0 result. And also another one I just remember, in probably not a great team, but 1995, I think it was a midweek game under Jerry Francis. We beat them 1-0 and Popescu scored the goal. I don't know why that game's always stuck with me as well. Which ones stick out for you, Danny?
I mean, the biggest one that sticks out was obviously the FA Cup semi-final in 91 because, yes, you know, they had gone unbeaten, I think, other than losing to Chelsea in the league. They were on for the double. We were pretty mediocre. And I remember when Gascoigne scored, I just burst into tears. As you know, I cry at all the great moments in
For those of
history.
You who listened to Danny's Top 10 Tottenham episode that we did, every goal was in floods of tears.
So that was a really great moment. It was a great match because we weren't expected to win. And then, you know, at Spurs, I can remember a game where Keown and Lundberg both got sent off.
Yes.
And we beat them. I always like it when they get players sent off. Just adds a little bit to the game. And I remember an FA Cup game as well. I think we beat them. Garth Brooks scored in the early 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of away games, I can remember we beat them 3-1. John Hendry scored.
Yeah, one of the last games of the season. Yeah.
It was just before the 93 FA Cup final that they were in against Wednesday, having beaten us in the semi-final.
Yeah.
But there aren't many, obviously, memorable away games, other than the League Cup game a couple of seasons ago, where Ali chipped a lovely goal and we beat them 2-0 at Arsenal. But, the memories of victories are sometimes washed away by the memories of the defeats. But, yeah, there'd be some good wins.
Well, Rob, we went through that kind of the Wenger era where we apart from the end of Wenger when we were beating them, but in Wenger's pomp, we barely beat them. And it was kind of that time when it was always very even, that both teams had won the same amount. During the whole Wenger era, we kind of didn't get near them, did we, for a time? Which ones stick out for you when we finally turned the table on them in recent years?
I'm just trying to think of this. I think I've erased most of those results from my hard drive, and I've used it for really useful other stuff. But one that was resonated with me was the 4-4 draw, of course. And I was watching that down in Cornwall and with a really dodgy signal. And I was the only one in this rented house that wanted to watch this. So I was watching it in a little sort of snug room and let out this massive shout when Bentley scored the equaliser, wasn't it? Is that right? Yeah.
Well, was it Lennon?
Oh, Lennon scored it. But yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, 4-2 down. Yeah.
Yeah. And then obviously the Cabal winner a few years later at the Emirates. And I always tell the story about my daughters were young at the time, probably about the age of yours. And I did that thing where I made a pact with the footballing gods and took my daughters shopping in Lakeside in Thurrock. And it was like the likely ads where I tried not to find out the result. But the first shop I went in was Decathlon Sports, and there was a gooner in there who was serving, and he came over to his mate, and he was like, oh, we're... I don't know, did they go 2-0 up or something? I can't remember what it was.
Was that the 4-all or the 3-2?
The 3-2.
Yeah, we were 2 down. We were actually 2
so
down earlier.
He came
on.
Over to his mate and went, oh, we're stuffing them again. They're 2-0 down. Yeah. And at that point, I just thought, oh, sod it. So we went for something to eat, and my phone, after just at 4:45 or whenever it was, the end of the result, started going crazy. And I looked at it, and obviously we'd come back and won. And I went back into Decathlon to find the same guy to ask him if he heard what the score was, the final score was.
Good man. So petty.
His face was a picture. It was fantastic.
A grown man looking for a pimply 18-year-old to go, get in there! Come
exactly.
on!
Who are you? Who are you?
Well, the one I missed was the 5-1 League Cup.
Yeah, that was great.
I actually was in the States at the time at a TV event and nipped out at lunchtime to watch the game with a bunch of Arsenal fans, and that was that was a great experience to watch that game.
Jeff, which one stick out for you?
Yeah, quite a few of them mentioned. I want to put forward the one where I think it was 2-1 and Lennon scored, got played in on the halfway line. I think it was under Redknapp. Do you remember that one? I think we went 2-0 up and then Mertesacker got one back and it was a nervy finish. But that was incredibly satisfying because that I think it was the Berbatov. I think it was Redknapp. And it was just, you could just see things starting to turn. We started to get more wins and draws than defeats against them. So I remember that one. And then I was, this is a defeat, but I still burn about I think it was the season after the famous Gascoigne free kick Wembley game. The next season we played them again, I think. And I think it was at Wembley again. Am I right?
Yeah, the last week, Tony Adams, 93.
And we lost, but we Tony bust Adams. That game.
We played better. We played very well that day as well.
We bust it. And it was so nauseating that we, you know, with the gooners that I knew would say, you know, very arrogant about it because they were on the up. But I thought, no, we were better than you that day. And I've just got, I'd forgotten about Yunus Kabul. He was always the trump card in that game that you play where Premiership 11 with girls' names, you know, like Carol Poborski and Sally Hamzic and Angel Di Maria. And Eunice was always one. How about the spelling? It was Eunice.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, dear, that's funny. Well, another thing I want to talk about, just moving away from the game, and it came out a few days ago. I know, Rob, you were involved at the Tottenham Hotspur Supporters Trust. First time that Tottenham, the club, and people around the club have ever finally, there's always been talk about why isn't there statues of Jimmy Greaves outside the new stadium. Finally, presumably, and you can tell us more, the club relented and very near the ground, almost across the road from the ground, there's now a beautiful mural of Ledley King. Rob, tell us about your involvement and how this came about and how Ledley was chosen over Milenko-Simovic or Paolo Tramezzani.
That was purely on the letters that we could afford to get painted onto it, actually, to be honest. So I'm really pleased and sort of I'm going to let my ego run wild because it was an idea that I came up with a couple of years ago. And it has always struck me that when travelling, you see these fantastic murals that celebrate.
Liverpool and Celtic.
Well, I think Liverpool's a reasonably new, but it's more to do with European sort of feel, really. And I think it was probably something around Maradona or something like that. Anyway, and I had this idea of doing that. And in all honesty, the original thought was to get something to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the double. And then I got introduced to a guy called Mark who runs a company called Muir Walls who've done a lot of work on these sort of projects. And it's taken us about 18 months to find the right wall, to find the right partners to work with, to get permission.
When you say find the right wall, presumably the wall is owned by someone else.
We've got
to ring on the doorbell and go, you know, this wall there, do you mind?
There's no getting things past your ears there, Mike. You've seen walls in Haringey. No, it is really a question of getting permission. The sort of added issue in the immediate vicinity of the stadium is that a lot of there's a couple of really big building projects that are going to happen in the next 2 to 5 years. One of which is obviously is our club but Enoch backed scheme up by the goods yard up by the railway station, and then there's the High Road West. So a lot of people, quite understandably, are sort of sensitive about what walls can be used and what walls can't be used, because the last thing you want to do is stick a mural up and then 6 months later the wall's coming down and you face a lot of backlash from angry supporters. So I can understand that. So we've had to sort of not tiptoe around, but we've been literally round and round the houses looking for a wall. And we managed to get, so there's the, where the Ledley mural is, which is about, it's about 25 foot by about the same, it's about a 20, 25 foot square wall. And that's at the Tottenham Community Sports Centre. And it's
virtually opposite the ground.
Yeah, for those of you who sort of go back to old names, it's opposite the Bell and Hare. It's opposite the Number 8 pub. It's diagonally.
They do a very good West Indian barbecue before
they do
the game.
A fantastic West Indian barbecue.
Very, very good chicken.
They've got a really good bar.
Wandering down that way. Tip top.
And the guy, Kevin Lincoln, who's the sort of the head of the trustees there, he's a really good guy. So we've worked in conjunction with him. Why Ledley? Why not? Is the sort of answer I keep saying to people. And actually, he fits. The more I think about it, the more it really works well. For me, the rationale behind it is I want it to be a long project that we get maybe 10, maybe 12 murals of different sizes. They don't all have to be that size, but they help to communicate the history and the heritage to the local community, to some of the fans, newer fans, you know, pre-Sky fans, and to make the area proud of the achievements of and it's also a way of tying in the club and the community and the club.
What other players were kind of on the sort of top list and you were kind of ummed and ahed?
It's the names that everybody would talk about. It's the Hoddles.
Paul Campbell.
Sorry?
Paul Campbell.
I can't hear you. It's a really bad line, actually.
So presumably Hoddle, Greaves, Blanchflower, Perriman.
You know, but it might just be, I think actually it would be, obviously you take it back to Walter Toll, you take it back to the 21 side, you take it back to the guys, you know, the original Bobby Buckle, all of that thing. Or Lucas Moura scoring a hat-trick at Ajax. It could be, the scope is there. And I think anything that helps to tell the history, the glorious history, Mike, I can see your face is brewing up with a...
No, I was really brewing up because I was just thinking the video when Ledley saw it for the very first time. It was a beautiful moment. So lovely. Such a humble guy. I've met him a couple of times doing our tawdry show, and he was lovely.
I think he looks brilliant, Rob. The media coverage today has been incredible. I mean, it's on the news and...
Yeah, this weekend there's a sort of behind the scenes video of the making of it, which, if all goes according to plan, will be shown at half time, accompanied by an interview with Ledley. And you never know, I might get to be pitch side to put my two penny worth. But it's only a 15 minute half time, apparently.
Right, fair enough. That's beautiful. That's lovely.
It's been a really great project. And actually, again, credit to quite a few people, but a really good example of what can happen if the club, the community and the supporters work in harmony together. And I know that sounds like a party political broadcast, but it's not. It's a pure and simple, it's a beautiful project that celebrates a beautiful man.
Yeah. What was the involvement of the club? Because presumably they don't own that wall. I know they own a lot of walls on the high road, but you wanted to sort of keep them on board and all that. And I mean, what kind of conversations did you have to have with them? Were they happy with the choice of the player? How hands-on were they?
They've been quite hands-on with this. And once we decided that it was Ledley, they've been really good insofar as providing access. They've helped us. We've been filming interviews for the video in the stadium involving some of his ex-teammates, you know, paying tribute to Ledley. So they've been great for giving us access to things like that. They've obviously been great with their social media, with their coverage of it all. And I keep saying to people that it's quite, I think if you're non-creative is a horrible term, but if you're not a creative person and somebody starts talking about murals, then you're not quite sure. And Mark found this, actually, Mark at Murals found this with Liverpool. once the first one's in place, then people get the idea, they get the concept, and they embrace it wholeheartedly. And quite understandably, you know, I think Spurs and other people were quite nervous about this, but now they can see the reaction, they can see the positive side of it, and hopefully the next ones will be easier, much easier. Well, if they're not, then, you know, I'll be long gone by the time the last one gets done.
Is there plans to do more?
Yeah, there's definitely plans. I think, as I said, I think that there's the scope is pretty good. And my sort of long-term vision for it, it's a bit like we can involve supporters, clubs from all around the world. We can involve, you know, people that don't necessarily get a chance to come to the stadium. I've had an inquiry today, from the Norwegian Spurs fans asking about some, you know, a similar project. But they don't all have to be that massive. They can all, you know, they can be of different sizes. And
So you heard it here first. The next one's going to be Stefan Iversen is the next one going up. That's a beautiful thing.
It's going to be Ericsson, and it's going to be painted on a very low wall, and the ball won't be getting over that wall.
You make one mistake in your life.
Well, that's lovely. Thank you so much for telling us about that. But let's go back to the big game on Sunday. Danny, what's your gut feeling? Come on. How's it going to pan out? What's the score going to be?
Well, I think, look, Arsenal are a team of kids, really, and we've got a lot of
talented kids, in fairness.
Talented kids, but still kids. You know, I think we've still got 8 players in our squad who played in the Champions League final. So I'm very confident. And 3-1
Tottenham. 3-1
Tottenham.
Jeff, what's your feeling? You'll be out in the States watching it 6 o'clock in the morning.
I'm just coming one notch down from Danny. I'm going to go 2-1.
2-1. So a tight game. Rob?
I think if we can get the players that we need back from injury, then I think we should, we're going to win this 1-0.
1-0, so another tight game. I mean, there's talk of Romero back in training. I think he might be on the bench. We don't know. Hopefully Dyer could return. Obviously, Son is still out, which is a big, big miss. But I've just got a feeling that under Conte, we played well against Liverpool, missed a hatful of chances. I think against Arsenal, we're going to create a hatful of chances, and this time we're going to take them. And I'm going to go Tottenham 5, Arsenal 2.
Wow.
And yes, I have been drinking. Well, look, thank you so much. It's been another wonderful show. Thank you so much for all of you at home around the world that still listen to this show 15 years on. It's really, really appreciated. Jeff, enjoy the rest of your holiday. How long are you there for?
I'm still here for another 4 weeks.
That's a big holiday. Is this work or a bit of work?
Well, no, I'm just based here, but I'm working here. So it's a bit of both, really.
And all the family with you?
Yes. They come, then they go, then they come. But anyway, I'm the constant, so I'm going to be watching lots of games early in the morning.
Lovely. And I'm sure you'll find an affiliated Tottenham bar. The American fan clubs are even at 6 in the morning, they'll be open.
There was a huge shopping mall in Orlando area, and it was a big sports store. And I thought, there's a Spurs shirt in the window. And there was Barcelona, Real Madrid.
Nice.
Bayern Munich and Spurs. So that gave a little spring in my step.
Yeah, finally. And did you do that thing like you do with records where you put them at the front so everyone can see them? You know? Danny, thank you so much for joining us as well. Rob as well. Thank you so much again for everyone at home. Until next time, hey, see. If you want to advertise on or sponsor this show, check us out at playbackmedia.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.